Task 2. What do you think of yourself?
In this week's edition of Up With People, we went out into the streets and asked a number of people a question they just didn't expect. We asked them to be self-critical, to ask themselves exactly what they thought they lacked, or, the other side of the coin, what virtues they had. Here is what we heard.
Well, I don't know, really. It's not the sort of question you ask yourself directly. I know I'm good at my job. At least my boss calls me hard-working, conscientious, efficient. I'm a secretary, by the way. As for when I look at myself in a mirror, as it were, you know, you sometimes do in the privacy of your own bedroom, or at your reflection in the shop windows as you walk up the street. Well, then I see someone a bit different. Yes, I'm different in my private life. And that's probably my main fault, I should say. I'm not exactly... Oh, how should I say? I suppose I'm not coherent in my behaviour. My office is always in order, but my flat... Well, you'd have to see it to believe it.
I think the question is irrelevant. You shouldn't be asking what I think of myself, but what I think of the state of this country. And this country is in a terrible mess. There's only one hope for it, the National Front. It's law and order that we need. I say, get rid of these thugs who call themselves socialist workers. Get rid of them, I say. So don't ask about me. I'm the sort of ordinary, decent person who wants to bring law and order back to this country. And if we can't do it by peaceful means, then...
Finger myself? Well, I'm an easygoing bloke, really. Unless, of course, you wind me up. Then, I'm a bit vicious, you know. I mean, you have to live for yourself, don't you? And think of your mates. That's what makes a bloke. I ain't got much sympathy like with them what's always thinking of causes. Civil rights and all that. I mean, this is a free country, isn't it? What do we want to fight for civil rights for? We got 'em.
Well, I'm retired, you know. Used to be an army officer. And I think I've kept myself... Yes, I've kept myself respectable. That's the word I'd use. Respectable and dignified the whole of my life. I've tried to help those who depended on me. I've done my best. Perhaps you might consider me a bit of a fanatic about organization and discipline. Self-discipline comes first, all that sort of thing. But basically, I'm a good chap, not too polemic. Fond of my wife and family. And that's me.
Well, when I was young, I was very shy. At times I was very unhappy, especially when I was sent to boarding school at 7. I didn't make close friends till quite late in life. Till I was about, 15. Then I became quite good at being by myself. I had no one to rely on and no one to ask for advice. That made me independent. And I've always solved my problems myself. My wife and I have 2 sons. We didn't want an only child because I felt I'd missed a lot of things.